We had our great parade. We marched forth with our palms. I suspect some of us might have been tempted to even lay our cloaks on the ground. Someone in the choir shared this morning that one church was having a donkey in church this morning, where you would put someone on to be imitating Jesus and riding on the donkey, and then the palms would be waved, and they did it right, they'd put the cloaks on the ground. Parades. Oh, I so enjoy parades. I've heard that Grace has been in the July 4th parade, or maybe other parades in this county over the years at different times. Many of you know that my connections with MacArthur, and Rebecca and I so enjoyed being in the July 4th parade there and with the church and dressing up. And I remember the year we rode our tandem bicycle in the great parade. Parades. They're a great celebration. Sometimes parades entail marching. That's a little bit different than a parade itself. A march usually has a destination purpose. A march is often about a cause, whether that's onward Christian soldiers or soldiers for a nation. They're marching for a cause. That nation, that protection of a nation. So sometimes marching has a different theme than just a parade. In our history of the church, Sunday schools used to march back 100 and some years ago. Sunday schools would gather in town and have a great march. And they would sing hymns like Marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion, and gather all the children that they could gather. And that was their way to promote Sunday school that grew so large. You don't have to go very far from here, just to Nelsonville, to know that the First Christian Church of Nelsonville, their building is now sold to another church. They're not there, but at one time, that church had a huge auditorium connected to, beside the sanctuary, which was considered the largest men's Sunday school class in the world, right here in Appalachia. Must have been some great marching at one time. Marching is also often a demonstration for a cause. While we wave our palm branches and celebrate, I guess I have to share this confession. When I was a very young pastor, I stood up in front of the church on Palm Sunday and I told this joke. I said, "Do you know why Jesus is a Democrat?" And boy, did that Republican congregation put their heads down. And I said, "He rode into Jerusalem on a donkey." They didn't laugh at all. I didn't know what to do. I said, "You know, there was some dumb young pastor out in Iowa who told that story and no one laughed at all." And then they all laughed. But whether or not it's true, it does get the point across that parades have many causes, and our parade is about Jesus Christ and about His church and the love that He brings upon the world. And somewhere along the line, we need to be marching for Jesus. People need to be waving their palms out so the world can see it. Can you imagine us starting somewhere in the city of Lancaster and marching this day to church for Palm Sunday? for our cause of the love of Jesus. We also have to know that Jesus's parade did have an ultimate destination. It was in some ways a march and a demonstration. For where did Jesus go? But to the temple. And what was Jesus' first action in the temple? The temple was a place where Jesus had spent many days in his lifetime. I am almost sure that Jesus, as a good Jew, went to the temple at least once a year, if not three times a year, to praise and pray and teach, as we hear about often in the Gospels. But on this day, he went in and condemned those who were selling in the temple and turned over their money changers. If we keep reading in that text that Carol shared, we would have read that part of the Gospel as well. And Jesus said, God's house is supposed to be a house of prayer. A house of prayer, not a den that they've turned it into for sales. So we must remember, Jesus cleanses the temple. It's after the great parade that things begin to change. It's after the great parade that there was a plot to kill Jesus. It was after the great parade that Jesus wept over Jerusalem and had the Passover Last Supper and was arrested and had the trial and the denial, all the things that we read about in the Gospel today. And then, of course, the crucifixion. It's after the great parade that Peter himself, denied Jesus as Jesus had predicted that he would. And it was after the great parade that the cock crowed when Peter denied Jesus. So today I lift up the rooster. The rooster, it's one of the greatest reminders we have that Peter denied Jesus. And that we all deny Jesus. What a gift Jesus gave us by saying, when the cock crows twice, when the rooster crows, Peter, you will know that you have denied me. And Jesus had wept over Jerusalem, and then Peter weeps over Jesus and over the fact that he had gone astray. So today we've brought a song in here. It's in your bulletin. So as we prepare to sing that song, that will be a reminder of our denial of Jesus. Not just Peter's denial, but your and my denial of Jesus in our everyday living. And let us know that we're not alone in that denial. It started even by the apostles themselves. In a way, it's a liberating denial. To know that when I sin, I'm not alone. When any of us betray Jesus, we're not alone. For all of us betray him. And yet he went to the cross for all of us. For you and for me and for everyone in this world of billions. So we're called to remember. From walking with Jesus to the cross and the resurrection, and to the boldness of the early disciples. We've got a special guest with us today. And I want to ask Tilly or someone to bring that special guest forward. And Jim, that's your signal. Did everybody get to meet Waldo? Does Waldo hear that rooster crowing? We don't know, Waldo. Thank you for being such a good rooster today, Waldo. If you want to crow, buddy, this is your opportunity. What a special guy. Well, you're quite a gift to us, Waldo. So let's turn to our song. It's printed in your bulletin. Here, it's a tune that none of you probably know. We couldn't get the music, so we decided we can sing it a cappella. I just pastored a church, by the way, for 3 years that had no music. They couldn't find an organist or a pianist. We would get one on Christmas, maybe, or Easter. The rest of the time, we sang a cappella. So I'm sure we can do it here. The choir and I will lead in this, and then you can learn it from us. So it goes like this. The rooster crows, reminding me who I am and what I believe. Hello, rooster, you know me inside. Faces I wear and love that I hide. Can we try it? Just the chorus. The rooster crows, reminding me who I am and what I believe. Hello, rooster, you know me inside. Faces I wear and love that I hide. Peter, like me, had to find out himself. Grace from our Lord is free. Not on my own pursuing perfection, but as a child open to be. The chorus, the rooster crows, reminding me who I am and what I believe. Hello, rooster, you know me inside. Faces I wear and love that I hide. Peter round Jesus, but turning away, forgetting his reason to live. The rooster crowed, but Peter, I love you. Love again, come follow me. God, journey alive, secure in a faith we feel. With peace in our hearts, we sing day's colores, choosing a rainbow and knowing it's real. The rooster crows, reminding me, He'll be back there to greet you when we are departing today. On this day of the great parade, on this day of the rooster crowing, I invite you to praise God with your offering.